From VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. Ghana's official national language is English. But for most citizens, English is also a second language. Until recently, children in the country had to learn English as soon as they entered school. But many had little contact with English, especially those in poor rural areas. As a result, many Ghanaian children never learned to read and write. The National Literacy Acceleration Program, NALAP, was designed to help deal with this problem. The countrywide program opened in 2010. It teaches reading and writing in local languages during a 2-year kindergarten program and during grades 1 through 3. Then, in grade 4, children begin to study in English only. Sofalaba is a rare language with about 7,000 speakers in several towns in northern Ghana. It is mainly a spoken language. Among Sofalaba speakers, the literacy rate in English is only 8%. Public school teachers in northern Ghana teach reading and writing in English and Gonja, one of the more common native languages in the area. The Ministry of Education provides the local schools with materials in those languages. Sofalaba had no common written form until 2003. A research team of Ghanaian and American educators is working to expand its use.
Paul Schaefer grew up in Ghana and works for the Christian-based non-governmental organization GILLBT. That stands for Ghana Institute of Linguistics, Literacy, and Bible Translation. Beginning in 1998, he and his wife, Jennifer Schaefer, studied the Sofalaba language. They work together with Sofalaba speakers to develop a way to write the language. They use this written language in adult literacy programs and published short books for the students to read. Edi Bayaya is the main Sofalaba literacy teacher. He is a farmer who had a few years of primary school education. Mr. Bayaya attended government-supported classes in Gonja and learned to be a literacy facilitator in that language.
Since 2003, Mr. Bayaya has taught a nightly literacy class in his northern Ghanaian hometown, Mandari. He trained several other people to teach Sofalaba literacy in Mandari. Then he began literacy classes in 2 other Sofalaba-speaking villages. Soon, children started coming to the adult classes. The young people learned the written language quickly. Paul Schaefer says the classes helped people learn the many ways written language could help them. He says they also learned that children who learn to read and write in their own language can use those skills in a second language and do better in school.
So then they were basically saying that, well, we've seen that this does benefit the children in their formal education. Why can't we have our language in the schools?
Paul Schaefer says the idea came from the famous anthropologist Esther Goody.
In her later years, she was living here in Boli and doing research into education, basically using local languages. And then she said, well, you know, you're doing adult education, but if you would focus on also getting the children educated, eventually there wouldn't be a need for adult education.
It was not long before the Sofalaba community asked to enlarge the adult program to include children. Ari Sherris is a professor of bilingual education at Texas A&M University in Kingsville, Texas. He began working with the government literacy program in Ghana about 10 years ago. Esther Goody introduced him to Paul Schaefer in 2012, And over the next 2 years, they talked about ways to work together on the school project. In 2014, Mr. Sherris visited the Sofalaba area twice and helped encourage the new movement to teach the Sofalaba language in school. He plans to live with Sofalaba speakers and help them create Sofalaba English bilingual books. The Mandari Sofalaba chief, Bodua Mango Kafinti II, also supports this effort. He sees the writing of Sofalaba as a way to preserve the language. He says the language helps protect the culture. He says people must become proud of their language to guarantee it continues. In January, the U.S. Department of State awarded Professor Sherris an education prize called a Fulbright. It will support him to come to Ghana for a year to help develop the bilingual program for school children in Sofalaba and English.
Ari Sherris and Mr. Schaefer together visited a class in northern Ghana. They noticed that some children struggled with English, while others did not. The educators learned that the more successful children attended the night classes with their parents.
In teaching and observing in some of the classes, we realized that even at sixth grade, the majority were not able to read. But in the third grade that we spent the most time in, we did some testing. Many of them did not know their letters. They didn't know the sounds that went with the letters, and that's not surprising because English alphabet is just extremely haphazard, even if you know the language. We spent a few days teaching a few alphabet letters and linking them to keywords in their local language. And just within a class period, you could see kids were grasping the whole point of an alphabet that hadn't ever before. You could see what could be done with it if it was done all the time. And there's a sense in which you don't want to claim too much, but there's another sense in which language is very powerful, and the language that you know is something that you can really build on.
Since the Sofalaba language has only recently been written, there are few materials for teachers and students to read.
One thing that's absolutely critical is the whole thing of publishing materials. And even though we live in an era where a lot is done on the internet, I don't think it's practical to have literacy without books. And so our biggest need is to be able to print more books.
Paul Schaefer is happy that donors to the Sofalaba project recently purchased a copy machine called a duplicator. Having the duplicator in the Sofalaba area makes it possible to do almost all the printing work locally. It will help the Sofalaba community to print books in their own language. A Sofalaba-speaking artist, Kotochi Mahatma, will be creating illustrations for the books.
This is not a photocopier, but something that could make potentially thousands of copies. Our vision is that if we can turn it into something like a small local press, we'll be able to meet their needs for materials and possibly reach out to the other minority languages in the area.
The new duplicator meant that GILLBT could publish a dictionary for beginning readers, the first bilingual dictionary of Sofalaba and English was published in 2014. It has almost 1,000 words. It will help both beginning readers of Sofalaba and beginning learners of English. The dictionary also provides teachers with creative, fun, educational activities for young learners. As their chief hopes, young children in the Sofalaba community can now learn to read and take pride in their language. I'm Jill Robbins.
And I'm Jim Tedder. Now, words in this story. Kindergarten, noun, a school or class for very young children.
Literacy, noun, the ability to read and write.
Linguistics, noun, the study of language and of the way languages work.
Translation. Noun. The act or process of translating something into a different language.
Primary. Adjective. Relating to the education of young children.
Facilitate. Verb. To help something run more smoothly and effectively.
Practical. Adjective. Likely to succeed and reasonable to do or use.
Illustration. Noun. A picture or drawing in a book or magazine.
Potentially. Adverb. Possibly, but not yet, actually.
Press. Noun. A printing or publishing business. Now it's your turn. Do children in your area learn in their native language or a second language? What do you think of programs to teach in the native language before a second language? Write to us in the comments section.